Pesach, you understand that. Okay. So where are we? Rebbe Misayeli says the Gemara. We're back discussing Rabbi Anan's statement of what is the status of a mumar l'avodah zarah? Is his shechita kshera, or is he only possible when it comes to the erev l'avodah zarah? Perhaps it undermines his whole legitimacy here and commitment to mitzvahs, and we can't trust him in any area, even when it comes to shechita. So says the Gemara. Rebbe Misayeli, ha'arvim meviim lo lechem u'basar ba'boker v'lechem u'basar ba'erev. This is talking about Elio when he informed Achav. I don't know, it was so much Achav and Yehoshaphat, but he informed Achav, who of course is, we said, was an evil king, even though they got along, but he wasn't religiously committed, he was violating the Zara. He told him, a great drought is going to come upon you, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Elio to run away, excuse me, hide in the cave, and ravens will bring you food. V'amar of Yehuda Marav, by the way, you know, this is the chus for the raven. What happened last week's parsha? Well, we're talking to a lot of ravens today. Just things go with last week's parsha. Menayach sends out of the teva, the first bird he sends out is a raven. And then he sends out a yoina. Why did he pick these two birds? So then Nitziv says, because these two birds, it says he sent them out from himself. These two birds were his pets. They were not, they were part of the official, what do you call it? The manifest of the teva. They were his personal pets. Why did he send out the raven? So it says in Pasuk, why he sent out the yonah, to find out if the waters had dried up, whether or not he was going to make a nest, have a place to make a nest. But the raven, it doesn't say why he sent out the raven. So Chizkuni says a pashup shot, which we're going to talk about today. Chizkuni says he sent out the raven because ravens eat decaying flesh. So he sent out the ravens to find out if there were dead bodies and dead carcasses all over the place. Ravens are very smart birds. They know how to find food, take food, replace food, as we're going to see. They can take one item of food and replace it with a different item of food. Ravens are very smart. Edgar Allan Poe, right, has a whole poem called The Raven, where the raven impersonates a human being. So ravens are quite intelligent. So perhaps the parsha pshat is that he said, and of course they eat decaying flesh. So perhaps Noach sent out the raven to find out if there was decaying flesh around. However, that's not what Chazal say. Chazal say Noach sent out the raven because he was having problems with the raven. The raven violated the rules of the boat. There was one rule on the boat that during the shnas, during the period of time of the mabul, the spouses were not allowed to have relations with one another, and the raven violated that protocol. So Noach sent the raven away. In fact, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Ches, that the raven got upset, and Noach and the Ribbono Shel Olam said, what are you sending me away? All of the ravens are now going to become extinct because you're sending me away from my spouse. And then he accused Noach of being jealous of having a relationship with the female raven, which of course is delusional. But you see, sometimes, maybe Chazal are teaching us, when people are jealous, that they become delusional, that this is totally delusional. And in fact, the raven was wrong, right? He's supposed to, why? It's so nice. He wants to be ba'achdus together with his spouse. What's wrong? This is wonderful. He wants to stay with his spouse. And he wanted to have, he was so in love with his spouse that he couldn't contain himself during the time of the mabul. Obviously, Chazal are teaching us that it's important to be together with one spouse, but you have to let your spouse also develop on their own, right? In order to have yeshuvo shalolam, in order to have the world come back to itself, it's not enough for spouses to be together. You have to understand to allow each spouse to have their space. And the male raven was unable to do that. And that's why he became delusional and accused Noach of having a relationship with his spouse. Anyway, Noach sends the raven out because he violated the rules of the teva. And the raven got upset at the Ribbono Shel Olam at Noach. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that even though Noach condemned the raven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, have patience for the raven, take it back. What happened? The raven flew around Noach, got rid of it. He said, I don't want anything to do with you. And he threw him out. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, take the raven back. Why take the raven back? Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That is because ultimately the raven is going to do something good. What is a good thing that it's going to do? Ultimately, later in history, it's going to provide Elio with food when he was running away from Achav. Kadosh Baruch Hu understood that the raven wasn't such a bad guy. Or maybe he had bad tendencies, right? But he also had positive qualities. The Rebbe Ben Lumelech says a fantastic thing in the Noam HaLumelech, because the Pasuk says by the Oirev, Oirev, what's an Oirev? How do you spell it? Ayin Rej Beis, means Lashon Taruvis, which means a mixture. That's why Hilchas Taruvis is a mixture of milk and meat. So Taruvis, the Oirev is a mixture. He has some good, he has some bad. He engages in the world, but yet he comes back to the Teva. So it says in the Rebbe Eliezer Melech, even if a person goes out from the Beis Medrash, he always has to come back. Out of the Beis Medrash, back to the Beis Medrash. Out of the Beis Medrash, you're going to go to work, back to the Beis Medrash. Very important. Keep in mind. Anyway, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Noach, you have to take the Arev back. You have to let him back in, even though he made one mistake. Don't condemn him because of that. Understand that some people, most people are not, right? The Arev is black. The yon is white. Understand that people are not black and white. People are not as simple, as clear as it might seem. He tells him, take the erev back into the Teva. Take him back in. That's the same. That's the connection between Yonah. Megillah Yonah could not understand how people could be both. He didn't want to invade the teshuva. Are you good? Are you bad? What are you? Make up your mind. And Kadosh Baruch Hu has to teach him, know that people are nuanced. It's not all black and white. It's not all erev and yonos. It has to, sometimes there's important nuance. Oh, because Baruch Hu told him to take him back in because of this, the chus, that he would save Elio when he was he needed food. The problem is, Amar Yehuda Marav, Mibeta Tavka Da'achav. Where was this meat coming from? If not, from the slaughterhouses of Achav. So don't you see that Achav Shechita was valid, Al Pia Dibur Shaini? He says to Gemara, no, that's different. You know why? Because this meat was Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, who's Hashgacha? Who's the Hashgiach here? It was, you know, Shin Dawud Yud, you know. So this is all right, fine. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam Hashgacha. I don't know what it would be called if the Ribbono Shel Olam had Hashgacha. No, it certainly wouldn't be the OU. It would probably be something else. But Shin Dawud Yud. So Pi Adibur Shayin. So that's fine. That's who was able to eat the meat. My Arvim, Amar Avina, Arvim Mamish. Who's bringing him the food? Birds? Yes, birds. Amar of Ada Bamanyami Vidilma Trey Gavri the Havishma Yahu Arvim. No, maybe it was two people who happened to have the name Arvim. That would be unusual. Miloksiv Vayargues Orev Bitsur Orev Vezdaev. There was a man named Orev. So Amalei, really? It's Rami Milsa the Tavayu Havishmayo Arvim. I understand it's an unusual name to have the name Raven. I don't know anybody who has the name Raven, but it'd be an unusual name to have the name Raven, but to have two people in the same profession, in the same part of the world, living at the same time, bringing food to the same Elio, whose names happen to be Raven, that would be very uncommon. But Dilma Shema Koyma, no, maybe it was common. It's like Menachem Mendel by Lubavitch, you know. That was the name of the place. So everyone had that name, right? That's the name of the Rebbe, so everybody has that name. So that was the name of the place, so maybe everybody had that name. Shema Karma, Milok Siva, Aram, Yatu, Gedudim, Yeshu, Beretz Yisrael, Nara, Katana. We have a pasuk that Aram left Gedudim and they settled in Eretz Yisrael, Nara, Katana. A Nara usually means a young adult, and a Katana means a child. Vakashulan, Karila Nara, Vakarila Katana. First it calls her, you know, a young lady, then it calls her Katana. Which was she? Vamara Pedas, Katana, the Minna Urin. She was a katana, she was a child, but she was from the city of Ne'urin, so they called her Na'ara and Kenor, Vayim Mibayla. You know, says Gemara, if that's the case, that they were from the place called Orev, then their name should not have been, Orvim, their name should have been Orvayim, right? Like Mitzriim or Vim, not Orvim, Orvim it should have been. But they're not called as Orvim, right? People from Orev, they're called Orvim. So it must be that it wasn't two people named Arvim. It was indeed the birds. But how was Elio able to eat the meat if it was from the slaughterhouses of Achav al Pia Dibur Shaini? Since the Kadosh Baruch Hu said you can eat it, it's allowed. However, Tosfos here raises an important issue that comes up all the time. Then Tamar says Tosfos, "Lamai desal kadaitik to lohavi al Pia Dibur." Until the Gemara got to that conclusion that over here is different because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave his approval. Hamar Rav Bosish and Esal min ha'ayin osur. Rav says if you have meat which was hidden from the eye, wasn't constantly under supervision, it is prohibited. All meat must constantly be supervised. So how could they have a bird bringing the food? Before we got to the fact, while Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving his hashgacha here, before we got to that, forget about the fact that it came from the slaughterhouses of Akov, who was an Oved of Avodah Zarah, and were, you know, trying to figure out his status, but it was bothered in the sound of the eye, it surely should have been prohibited for a different reason. Even if Rav Hanan is correct, that the Shechita is good, but it's Bosh in the Simon Ayin. So says the Tosfos, Yeshua Medezeh Haya Yodea Shaya Semech Al Pi Adibur. When it regards to Bosh in the Simon Ayin, we knew always, we were relying on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Delav Michel Ovi Kachavim Kamai. See, there's no way Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us, you know, meat from a non-Jew. But we didn't know how far to rely on the guarantee of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Was he guaranteeing that it was only Jewish meat, or was he guaranteeing that it wasn't from the slaughterhouses of Achav? That's what we weren't sure. But we knew somewhere in this equation always was the fact that Ribbono Shel Olam told Achav, told Eliyahu, he could eat the meat, and therefore it would be allowed. What is this whole topic of Bosesh and Nisalim and Ayin? So this is a Chulin topic. Compare Gidah and Noshe. Turn to Daf Tzad Heim and Aleph. Very important issue. The Gemara says, at the period on Tzad Heim and Aleph, right in the middle of the Daf, Omar Rav, Bosa came and Nisalim and Ayin Osa. Meat, once it is not being supervised, is prohibited. Most people know that phrase, but they don't know if we paskin that way. And they don't know why it's aser. If I would ask you, before you saw the Gemara, if you saw it, why would you think Busters and Simon Ayan is aser? People will tell you already the story of a guy in a plane and something to do with a pastrami sandwich, and that's all people know about. Which we'll have to see if that's actually accurate. That's not the reason Busters and Simon Ayan is not because a non-Jew will switch it. That is not what Rav was concerned about. What was Rav concerned about? Look at Rashi. Rav was concerned about Shayasha Achas Shalora Ohu. Even if it was 1 minute that no one's watching it, even if it's sitting on your table, also shaman is called bin avela. Maybe we switch with an avela. Who in my house is going to switch it with an avela? He says, even if it's on your house, your porch. Why? Says Taisris. Vafil be ear sheyes beroyv tivcha yisrael. Even if you're in Bnei Brak, blaster shen esayim and ayin is also the chayshin and shema arvim aisu nevela. What am I afraid of? That a raven again, right? They were very intelligent, it seems. You know, bird brain, right? They're very intelligent. And they're able, you know, carnivorous. So they might take fleshiks from a neighboring Bedouin. I don't know if Bedouins eat meat, but from some neighboring, you know, halal store, bring it, deposit it on your mirpeset, and then take your meat and bring it back to the halal store. That's the fear. That's the fear. Buster Simon, I far fetched to you? Does it sound far fetched? Stickle far fetched. Stickle far fetched. So Taisa says, "Chumra ba'amahu mishum uldadava kamon." That is the fear, Buster Simon. I nothing to do with airplanes and airplane food and going to the bathroom. Nothing to do with any of that. If you know what I'm talking about. If you know what I'm talking about, I'll explain it to you in a second. Okay, that's the sugya of Boshin Zeraminai. But then turn the page. Study Hammer Base. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 lines, 7 lines from the top. The Gemara asks, really, Rav was Machmir Boshin Zeraminai and Azosa El Rav, Hegi Acho Bislera. How did Rav eat any meat ever? Beshaita says, every meat, you have to watch it constantly. So maybe you'll put it in a refrigerator. They didn't have these kinds of sealed containers. But how could you, right, in the kitchens of Klal Yisrael, but who's watching all the meat all the time? You're right, Rob was machmir. He kept his meat with him, I guess, I don't know where he kept it, his jacket pocket or something, but he kept his meat with him all the time. He was always supervised. Ibais Ema, says the Gemara, but Saira v'chasuma. No, it was tied up in a container, in a refrigerator. It was sealed. It was tied and sealed. V'inami b'simona. He put on it a plumba. You know what a plumba is? Anybody? Wow.
No, isn't it the little metal, like clip kind of thing that you stick in?
Yeah. Do they have it still on chickens? I haven't seen it in a long time. Used to serve it here in the calf. The chicken always came. Every thing came with a plumba on it. It said Empire or something. You heard about such things. V'inami b'simona. Maybe he put a simon on it. He used to cut his meat into triangles. I've been to a lot of fancy parties. I've never seen meat in triangles. Okay, so he used to cut his meat into triangles. That was unusual. So that served as a simon. In the halal store, they probably don't have meat cut into triangles. So then you could assume that it's yours. Then continue down. Look over here. Two lines from the bottom. Amar Rava. What besides not only simon, you could have tviyas ayin. When do we know what tviyas ayin means? Tfiyas Ayin. You know what Tfiyas Ayin? Tfiyas Ayin means I recognize my meat. That's my cholent. That's my flunking, right? I know what my cholent looks like. So Hava Mina Simana other meat Tfiyas Ayin. Rava says initially I would have thought a simen, triangles, a plumba, empire, metal piece, clip, is better than Tfiyas Ayin, better than recognizing it. We return a Aveda with Simanim, with markings, but not just because I recognize it, unless you're Talmud Chacham, right? The Tumah the Rabbanan, we return an Aveda with Tfiyas Ayin, but otherwise not. So Hashtu the Shamtinu, Hashmaita, but now that we learn these teachings, Amina Tfiyas Ayin Adifa, Tfiyas Ayin, recognizing something is better than a simen. Because Ego Tema Achri, Hayech Suma Mutar Beishto, if you're not going to accept Tfiyas Ayin, how is a Suma permitted to be with his wife? How does he know it's really his wife? Maybe it's someone impersonating her voice. Must be, we say, he recognizes her voice, therefore he's permitted to be with his wife. Man comes into his house, there was no electric lights. How does he know that it's his wife there? It's because he recognizes her voice. Okay, so if you recognize your meat, that's also okay. Or there's a simon there. That was Rav's concern. Maybe an orev came and switched your meat out. Do we paskin like Rav? Do we paskin like Rav? Tyson already told us. We do not paskin like Rav. It was or even according to Rav, it was a chumrah. It's not so clear. Tosa said Rav is a chumrah. Where did he get that from? So he might have gotten it from, or maybe the fact that we don't paskin like Rav. It really comes from the Gemara Bava Metzia. Because look over here. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Chav Gimel Meveis, that if you find, the Mishnah there, listen, they will see it's all things that if you find, you could assume it's, you know, that there's no simen on it, that no one's going to come looking for it. You find the dollar bill on the ground, right? This happened to me 6 months ago. I was walking to a bris in the west side. Such a schlep to go to bris this morning. Such a schlep. I mean, it's nice to go to Simcha's, Baruch Hashem. But, yeah. Come and park at 6:30 in the morning in the city. Anyway, a kid to my side was walking to a bris. There on the floor, $20 bill. Yeah. And no one around. Didn't drop. Ruba Akum. And Hareo Shalom. You're allowed to keep it, right? Money without a sin. Give it to Tztaka, a nice thing to do. Fine. What are the things that if you find that belongs to you? Machruza shel dagim hareo shalom. If you find strings of fish, you can keep it. If you find the whole string of salmon, finders keepers. Yes, taisviz, vim taima vahar minum peri gira noshe. But we have a gemara in gira noshe. Al tishayta basar b'charuzim havi simen. Don't be silly. Of course a string of fish is a simen. Well, to simen. With regards to what? With regards to basar shenis amin ayin. That if I have a string of fish, a string of meat, hot dogs, they used to have those sausages and a big long string, I have that, I can assume that the orev didn't switch that with the halal sausages. To simen. The Yeshloima says, so how come I don't have to return with that simen? He says, Taiz, the Yeshloima got me basar shenis amin ayin, hey, kiu tvei. When it comes to basar shenis amin ayin, there were more mako. Then halacha karav, we don't pass like Rav. How do you know me, the parif? Because the Gemara asks, how does this Rav ever eat meat, right? How does Rav eat meat? Sounds like no one else was keeping this halacha except for Rav. So we ask on Rav's personal chumra, hey Rav, how do you eat meat? But of course we're not doing that. So it sounds like that we don't pass like Rav. Master Dan and Shapir Achlinas, and says Taisus, you're right. With regards to Rav, you know, for Rav, but, you know, meat on a string was a simon. But we don't really paskin that way. What do you mean for Rav it was, but not for us? Either it's a simon or it's not a simon. So my Rav explains there a little bit more what Tosis is saying. Tosis is saying is what he says in Chulin. And that is that even according to Rav, this was a chumrah. So Rav relied on a simon koldu. Even if there was a string of hot dogs, Rav said, that's a simon. Okay, because Rav, this whole thing was a chumrah. However, when it comes to returning Aveda, that's Mikra Din, the fact that it's on a string is not considered to be a sufficient simon. Okay, so Tosis has told us we don't really paskin like Rav, and even Rav held this whole thing was only a chumrah. And that's how it appears in Shulchan Aruch. Look over here, Yerdeh, Simon, Sama, Gimel, Siv, Beis, that in the third line, Yesh, Matir, and Basar, the first Tosis, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the chumrah, that unless you have a simon, you have to assume a bird came, switched out your meat, and replaced it with something else. But then he says, "V'yesh matirim basar shaman ayin matzob b'makom shenicho." If your meat is still in the place that you left it, right? If it was in your refrigerator and now it's on your deck, there might be room for concern. But if it's in the place that you left it, You don't have to be concerned. Basar shesamin ayin uminag lahaka kisvara achrayna. That is, the minig is to be mekel, not to be concerned with basar shesamin ayin. So what is the whole topic of basar shesamin ayin? Why are we even talking about this? This is Rav's weird position, right? Chumra, personal chumra. What does this have to do halacha lemaisa? The people always asking shayos basar shesamin ayin. So we're going to run out of time. So we'll have to deal with it in Mitzvah Monday. But there's a Gemara, because there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that causes a problem, and it's Sifin Shulchan Aruch. But then we'll deal with it, and then we'll go on to the main topic of Mumar and Mumar L'chal Shabbos. That's the next.